Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting third. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. Salters moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Salters moves to third. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive towards the mound. Bagby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campbell moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Campbell moves to third. Mack moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Campbell scores. Mack moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a pop-up into right center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lodigiani moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Lodigiani scores. Appling moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Wright moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to third. Soltis moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. Soltis scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 5-2, White Sox. Mel Harder now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Chapman scores. Tresh moves to third. Lyons moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. QL takes first base on ball 4. Tresh scores. Lyons moves to third. Callaway moves to second. It's 7-2, White Sox. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Callaway scores. QL moves to third. It's 9-2, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wright for the out. 1 out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to third. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eisenstadt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Campbell moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field. Soltis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Soltis. Campbell scores. Hemsley moves to second. It's 9-3, White Sox. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cal Dorsett now pitching. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Lodigiani is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Soltis moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Soltis moves to third. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lions is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Lions hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Campbell moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.